You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The police union representing Sturtevant officers is urging the village board to keep the local police department. They warn that switching to the sheriff's office could mean slower responses and want more community input before any decision is made. The union wrote a letter to the village board with a meeting tonight in the village to discuss the possible changes. The area has been under haze from Canadian wildfires for now a week. The ongoing air quality alert runs through noon today. Health officials are again urging those with breathing issues to take precautions. The cause of yesterday's house fire on DeCoven Avenue in Racine is still unknown, but thankfully no one was hurt. Fire crews got things under control in about 20 minutes, but damage is significant. A fatal crash in Kenosha County happened when a train struck a pickup at a rural crossing marked by only a stop sign. The driver, 78-year-old Leonard Loyce of Wheatland, died at the scene. The incident is still under investigation. Federal regulators have charged a Milwaukee businessman with misusing nearly $2 million from real estate investors. The SEC says Joseph Natoma misled people, including nine from Wisconsin. And National Night Out festivities are happening today across Racine and Kenosha, with block parties, food, and games planned to bring communities and law enforcement together. Racine kicks things off at the Quintella Cop House. You can read more about what's going on at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going seven innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the fifth inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In just a few weeks, Jaws will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a return to the big screen for 1 week. Not to be outdone, Star Wars will also commemorate its 50th anniversary. It's a ways away, but Disney just announced the release is scheduled for April 30th, 2027. The Naked Gun cracked up audiences over the weekend. A subplot of the film is the romance that developed between stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Neeson's deceased wife, Natasha Richardson, died in 2009 after a fall while skiing. The actress, who seemed fine at first, later developed a subdural hematoma and passed away at the age of 45, which Neeson has been dealing with for years. Not only does Neeson seem to be happy dating Anderson, but he appears to have the approval of his late wife's family as well. Actress Jolie Richardson, Neeson's former sister-in-law, sent heart emojis after Pamela Anderson posted about the Naked Gun. That's right, folks. I break all the big stories. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boyz II Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint, even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. Fantastic Four, The First Steps, was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.